For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwen. Lydia Yankovskaya is the music director of Chicago Opera Theater and resident artist at National Sawdust in New York City. She is conducting the U.S. premiere and Spoleto Festival USA production of Donizetti's Pia de Tolomei. She joined me for a conversation on this opera and conducting.
For those listeners who are familiar with Otello, Pia de Tolomei follows a similar plot point. We have a woman who is believed by her husband to be guilty of infidelity, but in fact, all she's doing is having secret meetings with her brother. The husband gets very jealous, very angry, sends her away, orders her death, and finds out that, in fact, she's been meeting with her brother, and will it be in time to save her from her demise? I guess you'll have to come see the opera to find out.
No spoilers here. We're not going to tell you. So what is the atmosphere of this opera?
This particular production is set during the fascist era in Italy. It's 1930s Italy. There's a lot of darkness that comes from the fascist faction on stage. There's also an anti-fascist faction. And Pia herself, our main character, who's hiding out through some of the conflict, often in a dark castle. And in this production, she is a collector of art, trying to save, in particular, Florentine art from the conflict.
And the composer is Donizetti. What's your relationship like with Donizetti?
Donizetti's music, I think, has a kind of sparkle to it that few other composers of that time have found. And what's interesting about this opera in particular is that it combines so many different things that are part of Donizetti. There are aspects of it that harken back to his earlier operas or some things that come from his later works that clearly played an influence on other composers like Verdi.
I want to talk about how you studied, how you learned. So who did you study with?
I started conducting actually when I was very young. I was still a high school student when I first got on the podium. I was primarily a pianist. I also sang and played violin. I was a concertmaster of a youth orchestra in which I won a concerto competition as a pianist. And I won with a Mozart concerto. And during Mozart's time, often things were led from the piano. So I ended up leading some rehearsals from the piano. The conductor just saw that it seemed to come naturally to me and said, "Do you want to conduct a symphony at our next performance?" And I had no idea what I was doing. But that's when I started to really study conducting. And I studied with my youth orchestra conductors. And when I was young, I continued to study in college and in graduate school, and then have had many mentors since then. And more importantly, I feel like I've studied with the musicians with whom I've performed, because as a conductor, that's who teaches you the most. I've done some master classes with Joanne Folletta. I'm part of a program with Marin Alsop, who's also been a big influence on me. So I have been fortunate to have role models of both genders. I love the feeling of bringing people together in this way. And in particular, in opera, you have so many different individuals and so many different elements coming together to create something magical that I can't really think of many other areas where you have so many different elements coming into one. And to me, that is such a reflection of some of the greatest things of which humanity is capable, to work collaboratively, to create art in this fashion.
That was conductor Lydia Yankovskaya. The Spoleto Festival USA production of Pia de Tolomei continues in the College of Charleston's Satilli Theater through June 8th. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwen.